Welcome to Animation Damnation, loyal Patreon subscriber. This is, of course, the very special listener-requested episode.
Oh, is it special? Is that what we're saying about this?
It's about as special as it can get. It is Stripperella, the episode in question, Beauty and the Obese. Original air date, June the 26th, 2003. So we are precisely 2 months into the Iraq War.
Uh-huh. It's important to remember that.
America was different back then, man.
I will say that the premiere of Spike TV coinciding with the Iraq War is one of those things you can make a documentary about.
I think Spike TV was sponsored by 9/11, or at least inspired by.
Yeah.
Now, of course, this is a listener request. So, Steve Sadek, which generous patron gifted us with this beautiful request?
This was John K. in Washington, D.C. I almost gave out your last name, John, but I don't think you want anyone to know you knew what Stripperella was.
John K., did you select this from your complete series DVD set of this? If so, signed, you're on a list, pal.
Signed by Pam Anderson at the AVN Awards.
I'm not, excuse me, I'm not wasteful. I just bought the whole series on Amazon. Oh.
Well done,
yeah,
dude.
Man, the fact that I had to buy, because the only way you could watch this legally, I'm sure there's unseemly ways.
Yeah.
There's no seemly way to watch Stripperella. Let's put that out there.
Yeah.
No, but I had to buy the episode off Amazon. I just feel like my algorithms are fucked.
You tweeted about it, dude. You tweeted the fucking screenshot of here's your purchase. And then, hilariously, after I saw that, I checked my email and had the same fucking thing.
Because everyone knows. Now everybody knows.
Yep. You think yours is bad. I had to buy three of these things. Because I did my due diligence, and I also watched the Cage-esque other version of this.
Now, Cage, episode, you're referring to Star Trek, the original series, yes. The pilot.
Yes.
And how they redid the pilot. This is what we're talking about for anyone who wants to watch along. Is the first episode of Stripperella. Later in this 13-episode run, they took this episode, same footage, and you're saying added a second storyline so they could split it into two episodes.
There's a couple little extra things. So the general gist of the show is that, this inaugural episode is that...
Don't use the word inaugural, please.
No, it's fine.
Pamela Anderson's Stripperella, a superhero, is trying to find the person who's making models super fat.
Right.
With implants and stuff.
Sorry, guys. I just had to sigh.
Yeah, no, you should. So that is essentially the storyline. But in this second version, they add in early on in the strip club scene.
Right.
You get a very brief glance at this other woman who strips there, another stripper.
Okay.
And she, you never see her again, really, in this episode.
Right.
But in this other version, she has a conjoined twin boyfriend.
No.
One head of which is like a British preppy. The other one, which looks like the singer from Crazy Town. and she's in love with the Crazy Town one. But then like the fucking British one gets drunk and hits on her and like says some not great things to her. It's ridiculous.
Can I just, first of all, now that no one's listening, thank God we got rid of everybody.
Yes.
There is an alternate universe wherein Donald Trump guest starred on this show.
Absolutely.
Like if it went, or not even an alternate universe, like if this went a second season, he would have been on it.
There should have been a character. At least.
Yes.
He should have been a character in the,
What would be a fun, punny name? Because nothing, this is all bad. And I mean fucking Leisure Suit Larry bad.
Leisure Suit Larry is exactly what this
bad
is.
Bad double entendres. Well, like people who get off on that shit love this show.
Well, it's in the same spirit of that god-awful barbed wire.
Yes.
Same thing.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Like boner jokes and like... I mean, like, you know, Mark Hamill's character is Dr. Caesarian.
Why?
Like, it's all that shit.
Why can't you just watch pornography?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Why do we need cartoons to jerk off to when you can just watch pornography?
That's my question. Is this supposed to be erotic? Are you supposed to find this erotic?
100%.
Okay.
That's not, I don't think that's up for discussion.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think erotic
with a capital E
is the right word.
Bonerific.
Yes. It's meant to be bonerific.
Okay.
It's
erotic is something like erotic is like chocolat.
Subtlety. Yeah, there's subtlety erotic. In erotica. Yeah.
Yes. There's like a gentler whatever. This is like smash you in the face boner jokes.
You are supposed to jerk off to this.
Okay,
that's 100%.
If this is what this cartoon wants you to do. It's a very small sect of cartoons, but they do exist. The fucking Spike TV Ren and Stimpy thing is also a little bit of this. They want you to be laughing while you have a hard on.
Yes. That's 100%. Yep.
I'm coining it right now. It's called chuckle dick.
Yes.
They want you to be suffering from severe chuckle dick while you're watching this kind of shit.
Yeah. Now I just won't have an erection for weeks.
That's fun. Weeks. You need to take a rest anyway.
That's what Entourage was supposed to be as well.
Yes, you're totally right.
Entourage is chuckle dick.
You're having a good laugh and then like, ooh, there's
this
a naked
sexy
lady.
Shit.
Yeah,
people are just pounding because it's HBO.
Californication also kind of chuckle dick.
Very much in the chuckle dick realm.
I mean, the grandfather of them all, of all the chuckle dicks was Dream On. Remember that?
It is true. It is true.
I mean, it's that, but it's also like for like kids that don't necessarily have access to pornography. Yeah. You put it on, and like that's where you're supposed to go.
I think. It's like the 2003 version of that Fiona Apple criminal video.
Didn't everybody have VHSs of My Stepmother as an Alien?
So this show, by the way, this was part of the Spike TV rollout.
Yes.
It was this. It was the Ren and Stimpy adult remake show, which fucking sucks.
It sucked ass. And do you remember, because we were in college when this came out.
Yes.
We were so excited that Ren and Stimpy
was
returning.
Of course.
The fucking buzz. I think, dare I say, campus wide. Yes. That Ren and Stimpy was returning.
Oh, I was on that shit.
Yep. We used to, I think this must have come out in the summer or at least when I was, and I'll say this now because it's on Patreon. It's behind this sweet little paywall there.
Oh, yeah. Secrets. I just talked about jerking off to a Fiona Apple video.
Ew. We would smoke pot in my buddy's like a backyard kind of sort of, but it was like down, like, the house was on a hill. We'd go down the hill. We'd smoke some pot.
Now, Steve, some may be saying backyards in the Bronx.
Well, no, this was a
house
more of a west,
on the hill,
Westchester-y kind of.
So just a little north,
a little bit north,
outside of the five boroughs.
Yeah, a little bit higher there, where the Xavier, you know, a little east of the Xavier School. But
how much from the estate do you get when you wake up the next morning?
But. I remember being so impatient. We were smoking weed. I'm like, guys, can we go upstairs already? The Ren and Stimpy show is debuting tonight.
Oh, wow.
I was so that guy because I was like, oh, man, we'll get stoned and we'll watch fucking Ren and Stimpy and I'm 19.
Opening night. Opening night.
I remember feeling that way about a Garfield special when I was in fourth grade.
We're also smoking weed then, too.
Mom, we gotta get back from the play place. The Garfield special is starting.
So my friends indulged me. We watched it, and I was stoned and disappointed, which is a very difficult situation to deal with.
Yep. Much like me watching Stripperella last night.
Stripperella, the Ren and Stimpy, and Gary the Rat. Anyone remember Gary the Rat?
I do, but I will say, and I know there are, because I've seen the chatter. Over the years, I know there's some fans of Gary the Rat, I will say. I've never seen a second of Gary the Rat.
I tried the Ren and Stimpy. I watched like two of those episodes. Disappointed. Never did Stripperella. Never did Gary the Rat.
Was Gary the Rat Kelsey Grammer?
It sure was.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever watched a full... I think I've seen like a clip.
Yeah, I'm sure I've seen like clips.
Yeah, but like...
I'm just an annoying rat.
You know, the weird thing about a rat who's also a UN interpreter. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Whenever anybody says Gary the Rat, I just think about that the Married with Children rip-off with the fucking puppet friend in the basement.
Greg the Bunny?
Yes.
Oh, right.
That's what I always just like. I go to that.
I do sort of conflate both of those because they're raunchy
animals. You're actually conflating two things.
Oh, really?
Greg the Bunny is a Seth Green joint where he's hanging out with a puppet bunny. But there was another puppet bunny show that Chris is talking about, which is Happily Ever After, yes, which is a Married with Children ripoff with Kevin Connolly and Nikki Cox. Yep. Why do I know this?
Oh,
great question. Because Bobcat Goldthwait did the voice of the...
yes, okay. You know what? Because you're a fucking a Fox television scholar.
Yes. That was in the WB, my friend.
That's it?
That's what you got your PhD in, right? Yes.
It's a small world, pretending I was a UN interpreter.
Yeah, why not?
Four.
You got speakers?
Oh, I love it.
It's one of those things, whenever I hear about it, I have to watch it almost immediately.
Yeah.
Yes,
I
totally.
Whenever I think about it, I'm like, I gotta go.
It's
gotta
like
go.
Me and the Big Lebowski.
Sorry, so...
Stripperella was involved in all of this.
And the now thankfully defunct... Spike TV was a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, now you're just leaving your fucking phone on playing videos.
Sorry, everybody. Now I'm that guy in the train. I was like, shut that guy up.
Quiet car.
Can you put headphones on that guy? That's what I want. I want to be able to yell. And I mean, I know that would get me punched in the head, but
yeah.
Like, I just want to be like, headphones, headphones. Like anyone who's listening on the phone. Just
Yeah. No, that's totally valid.
But you get punched in the head.
Spike TV is dead, and now long live the Paramount Network.
Yes. It used to be TNN, the Nashville Network, if you remember that.
I do. Also, part of Spike TV, another fucking classic misfire on the part of that network, the Blade television series.
Oh, woof.
Didn't they also try to resuscitate the Man Show?
Yes, I think that's where that went. It was on Comedy Central, and then there were Spike TV episodes with Doug Stanhope and Joe Rogan? It was Joe Rogan, yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
God, I bet those are nightmares.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
26-minute waking nightmares.
That is some deep hell. Holy fucking... He's just talking about DMT in there, isn't he?
Well, yeah, probably. Before the DMT whatever. I mean,
really?
Like, I mean, I don't know what the fuck that asshole's problem is. I don't know. I don't know when
he's a maniac.
Yes,
that's all it is.
So Stripperella is your classic. By the way, we should say Stan Lee's Stripperella.
Yeah, he was the mastermind, I guess.
Is that what you want? I mean, like, yeah, you should have thrown that in the in memoriam when he came up. Be a fuck Stripperella next to it.
I was kind of expecting a cameo. It was before we started doing that. Obviously,
yeah.
It was before the MCU was born or in any way, but I was like, but he was a known quantity. I kept expecting to be like,
sure,
you know, Stripperella.
Oh boy. Yeah. Who needs pills when you got looking at Stripperella?
I'm high all the time. Like, why isn't he the fucking owner of the strip club?
Yeah, totally.
Yes,
why is it this weird preppy guy?
Wow. I got a severe case of chuckle dick. Thanks, Stripperella.
All the live long day.
Yeah, here I am. My name is Dan Viagra.
Yeah, yes, because that's how the fucking naming is so abhorrent for these characters.
Yes.
Also, her stripper name is just Erotica.
No, that's her real name.
Yeah.
That's her fucking Christian name.
Is Erotica Jones, I want to say, or something
sounds
like
right.
That, you know?
It's pretty simple.
Yeah, so she's a stripper who's also a superhero, something, something, secret agent. And it's just a bunch of double entendres.
Well, can we start with talking about the credits?
Yeah, please.
My God. Bonerific. It's a full striptease.
Yes.
Like, the whole thing is just a full striptease of Pamela Anderson and, like,
Stripperella.
Oh, God.
This theme song is quite terrible.
Stripperella.
That's pretty much the whole theme song, by the way.
And you can just hear, like, the rocking of wheelie chairs from basements as this is going on. You can just fucking hear it.
She 100%, so she takes her fucking bottom off.
Yes.
And you see, like, her, like, ass cheeks.
Yes.
And then the end of the opening credits is she takes her top off and throws it at the camera. Thanks for nothing.
Tossing her underwear in the air first and then doing it.
But this was smart, by the way, in quotation marks, because later when we go to the strip club, you do see blurred out nudity.
This was
the DVD doesn't have the blurred out.
Of course. And that was my question.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. Oh, you fucking home video perverts.
So I was jerking off to heavy metal, you see, and I got this idea.
Well, what? So the story goes, from litigation hell, he ripped off a stripper for this idea.
Some a stripper, an erotic dancer.
Wait! Stanley ripped off somebody? What
the take fuck? That. Take that, the dead.
The fuck? What?
You dead legend.
He was in memoriam. What the fuck?
No. But apparently he was sued. He was at the very least sued by a stripper who said that she had given him this idea whilst he was getting a lap dance.
Wow.
And it never went forward because she didn't have enough money for funds and dropped the case, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe it's totally baseless, but maybe we know stuff about Stanley where he stole stuff. Who knows? Yes. Who knows where it goes?
Who could know? Who could ever know?
Mm-hmm.
The point is, I'm 100% believe it.
Indeed.
How often, though? I mean, because listen, like,
hey, Kirby, I got a lap dance. Can you afford that?
I don't know. I could have stealed your idea, Kirby. Who could know?
Hey, Kirby, I just got out of 6 hours in the champagne room. What are you doing? Eating lunch at the strip club buffet, you sad prick.
I like that Jack Kirby would go to the strip club anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, I don't have enough money for a lap dance. I don't know why that's why Jack Kirby, but it is.
Hey, Kirby, did I spike your milk and then take your storyboards? Who could know?
Enjoy that nap, you multi-talented piece of shit.
Earth Angel.
Evil Stan Lee is my favorite character we've ever invented.
Which is, well, now you'll be happy to know we'll continue long into his death. You thought that would slow us down?
No.
No, sir.
No, sir.
But, yeah, he's a great guy. But in any event, so yeah, she's a stripper. We cut to her at her strip club. There is like a bad gay bartender.
This character is fucking horrible, dude. Like, some dude walks in and asks for a lap dance, to which this bartender is like, oh, I'll give you a lap dance. And I was like, oh, it's this.
Exactly.
Got it. Like a little fucking like ding, 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 ding. Like went off. I was like, 2003. Got it.
It would be great if we just shut it off. And then like, that's what we did the whole episode on. I mean, what if the episode ended now? What if we ended the episode right now?
It wouldn't matter.
Well, doesn't it start with the preamble?
Now, yes.
Now I really have to stress here something. The title of this fucking episode.
Yes.
Beauty and the Obese.
There you go. So this lady is going down, this model is walking down the runway.
Mm. Yeah.
And she does a turn, and then all of a sudden, she starts to inflate.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I'm sorry, this is not obese.
Yeah.
This is the end of Akira. That's not what that is. That's
well,
not it.
Well,
that,
it
that's not it.
It's a cartoon.
Yes, yeah. But like that's not, and then later in the episode it changes, but the first one is Akira. She's going to swallow the whole stage and everything around her. And become a superhuman fucking sentinel thing.
You're right, though. There is a difference between obesity and my 600-pound life I had to get cut out of my house.
It's, and I mean, like, you know what, guys? Maybe in a show that is... I mean, like, you're already doing Stripperella. Fuck you anyway. But do you have to do the body image thing that fat women are disgusting or that big women are disgusting?
In the first episode.
In the first second of the first episode.
I mean, that's at least a season 3 Stripperella finale if I ever heard one.
Just like, dude, just don't fucking do it.
You think that's weird from the guys who resuscitated the Man Show with Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
think this is exactly their pitch out of the park?
Well, this is Spike TV. TV for guys. As if there were never a guy TV network. It's TV for guys.
You think Baywatch is for guys?
How about if it was a sexy cartoon that made fun of fat people? Hey.
Oh, hey, cool.
Spawn didn't have enough tits in it. That's why it tanked on HBO.
Yeah, you know what? I bet if this whole like cartoon block lasted longer, we'd try to license some Spawn.
Oh, sure.
Or a new Spawn show would spawn.
So she is giving...
for literally a lack of a better word.
Spawn.
The show starts for 3 minutes. We do see this woman turn into an Akira. We get like the lay of the land of this strip club for 2 seconds, and now which we just saw in the previews, by the way, in the theme song.
Yeah,
she starts stripping for like 4 minutes,
dude, and this is fucking abhorrent. We've got this like super dance that she's the best, most magical stripper in the world. Oh, we've got and the animation also is sleazy, disgusting shit.
Yeah, it's Leisure Suit Larry. It's exactly Leisure.
It's
you
want
to click to talk to people.
Yeah, you
know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we've got an old man has an exploding catheter joke.
Oh, God.
A bunch of dudes are drooling like in a line. A beer ejaculates.
A guy who is getting a lap dance.
Yes.
Physically throws a woman to get a better look.
Yep.
At fucking Stripperella.
And you have like all these like $50 bills, and then the gag is we're heightening, so it's like jewels, diamonds, whatever. A safe is thrown on stage, like is the gag.
How is there even another episode? How is there even 2 episodes of Stripperella?
Well, this isn't even to the place where my wife screamed at the television and left.
So her belly button ring decoder thing goes off, Jesus. And that's the alert that Stripperella is needed
right
somewhere.
Right before we get to see the twos.
Yeah, and yeah, so she leaves. And let me tell you, there would have been a fucking riot in this strip club.
Oh, yeah.
An out-and-out riot. This is bad customer service.
Physical violence.
And she goes to some headquarters. She turns into Stripperella, I should say.
In a really horrible Superman joke where she runs behind a tree and you just see her like taking her clothes off and putting this outfit on.
Well, the humor of this show, such as it is it's really bad sexy innuendos, like double entendres, which are terrible.
Yep.
And then the hackiest hack superhero and or secret agent jokes.
Mostly,
like, dusted off from fucking the Stone Age.
But mostly jerk-off material.
You can sum up how terrible the writing on this show is with her fucking little catchphrase when she turns into Stripperella and says, "Evildoers, prepare to become evil-don'ters."
Oh, God.
Oh, what a wet fart joke. What a fucking sloppy slip-sliding down the driveway wet fart joke.
Can I give you another a wet fart?
Do it.
Do you know what her... She's a secret agent, so she's 0069, everybody.
Oh.
Aren't you embarrassed in your home for even listening to us talk about this? Wherever you are.
Yeah, that's just...
Maybe you're at work. Oh, my God, you're at work. Man. Your boss might hear. But...
Her hideout that she has to run to is she runs dressed as Stripperella.
Yes.
She runs through a department store so she can get to the changing room. And in the changing room is a pole like Batman. And there's this huge like Men in Black facility down there. So like, is she like, this is a whole organization. She's the only superhero involved.
And just so you can pound your putt a little bit more. She has to like move her underwear to scan into the fucking.
She got like a barcode.
So like a little, of her butt.
Oh, I missed that.
Well, you can be pounding the whole time. Thankfully,
yes.
This is a sexy cartoon, so you can go the whole night.
The whole night,
or maybe you won't last 5 minutes. I don't know. How that's gonna.
You won't last 5 minutes.
If the basements are rocking, don't come a knocking. If the basements are rocking, don't come a knocking.
So she meets her handler, and he's just some guy who's in a wheelchair for some reason, but then he doesn't need the wheelchair.
This was kind of a
funny joke. I knew it!
It's fucking funny because he's behind this desk, and he's like, "Oh, Stripperella, thanks for coming in. This mission that we have to give you," or like whatever it is. Yeah. And he tries to wheel out from behind the desk, and the chair like gets stuck, and he's like, and then he just stands up and throws it. Look, I'm watching fucking Stripperella, man. I gotta laugh at something. It might as well be this guy throwing a wheelchair.
You gotta find hope in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
So he gives her the rundown. He's like, "Hey, all these models have become, enormous, and you have to figure out what to do with it. And they're all repped by the same agency, and this is the agency. So go to it."
And to get like, I guess the like information, the top secret, whatever the fuck. Yeah. This is where. If you ain't pounding yet, You're pounding now.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, this is what it is. She's sneaking into a facility and she's trying to get like these documents. Mm. And instead of just like using a camera or whatever, and this is where I was like, is she a robot?
Yeah.
She has a scanner on her tongue and she's licking these documents.
Oh, right.
We're missing the
pound. Town.
We're missing the scene that made my wife want to kill somebody.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And that is she watches a news report.
Gotcha.
Where it goes from like drugs kill people joke to this like lady reporter is like doing a story on the latest lady who got turned into a Akira monster or whatever.
Yeah.
And she says the former communist waif turned into a hideous, ugly sow.
Yeah, and yep. I mean, like, you know what, guys? Don't. Just, you're doing fucking Stripperella. You're already in the garbage. Must you go into the fucking toilet? Must you?
Now yes. I'm just picturing someone dumping a bunch of garbage in a toilet. That's going to clog that
what
toilet.
What is Spike but the toilet? Yeah, it's just, the toilet.
It was toilet television, man. It really was. I'm so fucking glad it's gone.
Toilet without a brush.
So you're putting forward this like fake ideal woman in quotation marks, but then you're fucking just slashing and burning anyone that falls outside of that fucking fake cartoon bubbly ideal.
And as it goes on, that's actually kind of one of the more mild of the bunch.
Well, look, it's fucking Spike TV's animation block, guys. The motto may as well have been Spike TV, cartoons for incels. That's what this shit is.
But I'm not even sure Joe Rogan would fucking pull some of this shit.
He would watch this, though.
No, but I don't know.
He would watch this. He would 100% watch this.
Jerking off.
Yeah.
So she's in the model waiting room and she meets this other model and like there's this, I don't mean like this, I think this episode thinks it's doing some stuff at some points because she's like, oh, my thumbs are too fat. And it's like, oh, okay. So that's sort of,
right.
We're kind of poking fun at the industry,
yes.
Et cetera. But then like, you know, Mark Hamill shows up, sadly, or, you know, God bless him, you know, just doing his
look,
best.
Look, I mean, everybody's got to work. And you know what?
Check's clear, my friend.
The voice performance is funny. He's the best part of this as as this guy.
Yeah, I enjoy Mark Hamill's voice work. I sometimes you just sometimes the rents do.
So he is Narasek Rotkod, we're told.
Which turns out to be a backwards name.
Dr. Cesarian, fucking spoiler alert.
But where I thought they were going with this was because like you know, Stripperella is very buxom. You know what I mean? And like that's not what models are. So I thought the joke was going to be that she's like too big, too like she's too fat. Like, wouldn't that be sort of something to turn it around?
Too,
like,
too chesty to be a model.
Exactly. But you call it too fat. So then you're like, oh, wow, these models are crazy. You know what I mean? Like, that's something.
He makes a weird joke about the lady next to her having thumbs that are too fat.
Yeah, she does. And then he's like, all right, you have to go get a thumb reduction. I'm going to get, but he thinks that he like goes, va, 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 voom. To Pamela Anderson, is like, here's your thing is to do this music video. She goes to this music video. Do you know who the guy is? Did anyone look it up?
I do. The director, character name Stiffy Woods, by the way, because again, Chuckle Dick.
Isn't Stiffy, that's the lead singer.
The singer is
Stiffy Woods. Oh, the singer of the band is Stiffy Woods. This director, though, is Thomas F. Wilson from Back to the Future.
Oh, no, do you know who Stiffy Woods is played by?
Stiffy Woods is Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, Kid Rock was so ready for Spike TV.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
He was like, I'll get a tattoo. You want a tattoo, Spike TV, man?
Yep, totally, dude.
Oh, I bet you he might have even been in on it. He might have like been a Planet Hollywood member of the fucking guys who keep that thing open.
Spike TV. TV for people who probably smell like pee.
What's hilarious is I found that later in the series, he plays himself as well.
Oh, cool. That's great. That's so great.
I will say, just because these... You know, this show goes on and like these episodes tend to last. Future president Kid Rock. I hope humanity proves me wrong. But you know what? Sitting here today, future president Kid Rock.
Absolutely.
Not out of the question.
No.
But yeah, so it's crazy though. Thomas F. Wilson, Biff Tannen himself, is voicing the director of this video.
That's something.
It is certainly something.
And this other woman comes back. She's got breast implants and her thumbs reduced.
Right, right, right. Great.
And that's sort of a thing. And like they're like, They're doing some rock video. We get more sexy grinding from the cartoons.
Yep, absolutely. You're just looking at it. Pound that, town.
And I guess because I couldn't hear it, I had the TV a little lower. Is this song supposed to be funny? Is it a funny song?
No. A joke? It's just like a one-off Kid Rock.
Okay, because like the devil and me, you're hanging out, or whatever.
Like those B-sides, like compilations you get on Napster and Kazaa back in the day. There's probably a Kid Rock's one. Probably has like a really shit WAV file of this part.
I straight up, before I had to look up that this was Kid Rock, when they were doing the song, though, I straight up thought that this was Buck Cherry.
Ugh.
And you know what? It's 2003. That band nobody gave a fuck about by that point. But you know what? Spike TV, it all totally matches up.
Oh, sure.
It's totally plausible that this was Buck Cherry.
I'd rather listen to Buck Cherry than Kid Rock.
Yes.
Did anybody else catch the name of this band?
Oh, no.
Rocktopus.
Oh, that's great.
Doesn't sound like a Hanna-Barbera cartoon at all.
So they're dancing around sexily together, and then this woman turns into an Akira monster.
Right.
The other woman, not Stripperella. And then like she gets stuck inside of a, what do you call it there? She gets stuck inside pool. Of a pool, the drain of a pool, and she's so fucking fat they can't get her out.
Dude, this is so fucking stupid.
Stripperella turns into Stripperella. We get a bad, again, dusted off self-aware joke. She's like, oh, hey, lucky thing that I, Stripperella, were here and I wasn't that other lady.
Yeah, oh, and I definitely just got here and wasn't here the whole time. Haha.
And she gets this woman out and she has to do mouth to mouth to save her life.
Yep.
And then the Kid Rock guy comes up and he's like, hey, this would be hot if that lady wasn't fat. Like, yep. His joke is
pretty much that.
He says, oh, it would be hot if she didn't she looked the way she did 5 minutes ago, i.e., not overweight. And it's like, can we not?
But we can.
We
are. We have. And we'll again.
We absolutely have to do this.
This is us. Oh, my God. This is us, the Spike TV story. I wish somebody fucking died from a goddamn crock pot.
This is us on fucking Spike TV starring fucking Tim Allen.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere in here, and again, it just nesting itself right in the cushy bosom of 2003, we make a Tybo joke.
Oh, I miss that.
Oh, yeah. There's a Tybo joke somewhere around here, and it's like, yep. Check that box. Well, exercise craze. Got it.
It's like she's going through the what connects all the women who are turned into Akira monsters.
Oh, sure.
And then eventually she figures that what thing binds them all is they all got breast implants from Dr. Cesarian, also voiced, unfortunately, by Mark Hamill.
Sure. She goes to his office and like he just winds up taking her to her lair. His whole thing is like his face comes apart and stuff.
And they do some bad series of jokes about like why he hates models. And it's like, because my mother was a model and my fucking car was stolen by a model. And on and on and on.
And whatever, and like she foils him. I mean,
she's like, you know, oh, here we are, whatever. And he's like, now I'm taking it to the next level, exploding implants.
Oh, right.
And so someone, is it the redheaded woman? Someone has been given an exploding implant.
Some other new woman.
It's a random, she walks out, like when she comes in to find the big sign with these are the breastplants that turn women obese.
And we... Again, just rooting ourselves so fucking firmly in 2003. The whole conclusion of this episode takes place at the VH1 Fashion Awards that are hosted by, can anyone smell it? Tom Green.
And it's like a Tom Green joke, which is almost even, let you know it's exactly 2003. It's not 2002. Tom Green isn't funny.
Yep.
Tom Green is being made fun of for not being funny.
Yep. Yep. Just so perfectly in the timeline.
The mist of Freddy Got Fingered is still out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the thing that makes no fucking sense to just put in here, because who gives a shit in 2003? One of the presenters at the award ceremony is Woody Allen.
And they're not even doing Woody Allen jokes.
They're not doing Woody Allen jokes, and they're drawing him like he looked in 1967.
He walked up to the set of Sleepwalker or whatever, Sleeper.
Sleepers. It's insane how just like, what are you even doing with this?
And like, this is where we got like critic jokes here. He's like, oh, that was a bum, like my last 10 movies.
Yep. Sure. Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to look at the timeline, but whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
it was the early 2000s. Yeah. He didn't have anything going on.
Hey, fat guy tapping on the screen. Get back to pudding time.
Yeah, totally. I ain't pulled my dick in 3 minutes.
I'm not here for intellectual New Yorker jokes. Show me them tits.
Yeah, where the tits, bro? I'm sitting here. I'm not fucking jerking off.
I like the animated cleavage on the one next to the Woody Allen, but I want more.
So this, it turns into this whole insane thing where, like, Dr. Cesarian's got all these, it's like a giant spider machine, like Wild Wild West for some reason.
A giant spider that's going to inject her with cellulite, which would cause her to have to kill herself.
Yeah.
In the reality that we've built, she would just have to kill herself.
And in real life, Pamela Anderson, yeah, of course, has said that.
Yeah. Oh, actually, that's the funny part, too, is the woman that pulls out of the pool that Pamela Anderson saves says, I wish you let me die. And it's like, holy fuck.
Yep.
It's stunning. It is all truly stunning.
Yeah. So, like, she foiled. I mean, like, yeah, he's got, like, all sorts of rays and sort of stuff. How does she foil him?
So,
ultimately,
the woman that is presenting the award with Woody Allen at the VH1 Fashion Awards, mm-hmm, this fucking stupid Mad Lib of a script.
Yeah, apparently, fucking.
She's got an exploding implant in her. Stripperella tackles her, cuts her chest open, and pulls the implant out. And throws it up into the sky, and it explodes over the city.
Sure.
Whoop-de-fuck.
And we get also another, like, oh, it's the 2000s cool lesbian, bro, because, like, she's, like, fondling her to get the thing.
Yes.
And they cut to the control room, and they're like, oh, my God, cut to commercial. Like, no way, this is going to be the best rated one ever.
Yeah. Going to get Miami.
Oh, this is, okay, yeah, that's, all right, this is the stripperella I want
to
see.
All right, back to basics.
You got to stab her right in the heart. Right in the heart.
Man, you know, this episode ends with something that I wish they were wrong about. I mean, they weren't too far off, but I wish they were wrong immediately. Where Erotica says, I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of that stripperella.
Oh.
Man, fuck you, Spike TV. Fuck you so hard in your dead mouth.
No. I kind of kept expecting, just because it was like Stanley was so prevalent in the commercials and in like the theme song itself. I was like at the end, like he was like, tune in next week, stripperella heads.
Yep, exactly.
Bring your boners.
Hey, if you want more Chuckle Dick the TV show, tune in next week.
See, the thing is that Fritz the Cat was too intellectual. You need the tits.
You need the tits.
Stripperella is like Fritz the Cat for stupid kids.
And Cool World, I'd call that cool tease.
Fuck, man. That's the end of this shit. Clearly, everyone was embarrassed.
I was humiliated. Yeah. I'm so glad. Like, I was just, you know, it's over. It's over. I mean, it's blemish over on my Amazon record forever.
Oh, yeah. We got 8 years until the world's cooked to death. I spent like fucking 20 minutes, not 20 minutes, sorry, 60 minutes of my life on this piece of shit. Yeah,
President Kid Rock will thank you for your
service.
Yeah,
I am a defeated man. This because of this fucking piece of shit.
Bar with the bar, the bang to bang chuckle dick, dude. Oh, fuck me, man. That is Animation Damnation. Thanks so much, John Kay in Washington, D.C. Thank you for submitting this request, John, I guess. Thank you for being a Patreon subscriber, and thank all of you for being a loyal Patreon subscriber. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Take it easy.